Street stories. This is the Tulsa Police Department podcast. Tulsa Police Department podcast. Street stories.
Welcome to the Tulsa Police Department Street Stories podcast, an exclusive look into the workday of Tulsa police officers. In this episode, we'll learn how to stay cool after an all-night party. More information about TPD will follow at the end of this podcast. But now, let's join the officers of the Tulsa Police Department for Street Stories.
Street Stories.
One early morning shift, I came on to back two of my officers who were heading to a noise disturbance at a duplex. When we arrived, we could hear loud music and loud voices coming from half of the duplex. The complainant lived in the other half. We met her at her door, and she looked like she had not been asleep for quite some time. "Officers," she said, "this has been going on all night, and they won't turn it down." We said, "Well, we'll go over and ask them to be quiet." She said, "Good luck, because every time the police come, they won't answer the door, and then they turn the music up even louder. So I don't even know why I call you all, because it just gets worse." Well, she must have been a fortune teller, because that's exactly what happened. Our knocks were answered by a gruff voice that told us in no uncertain terms to get lost. This was followed by the sound of the music going up, up, and away. So we returned to the complainant, and she gave us a told-you-so look and asked if really there was anything we could do. We were really over a barrel on this one. We couldn't kick the door in and remove the offending stereo. We couldn't arrest the occupants because they wouldn't come to the door, and we couldn't kick the door to arrest the occupants. So now what? I mean, when you take this job as a police officer, you take it because you like to help people and you like to put bad guys in jail. So we tried to figure out a way to help this person who apparently had been going through the torture of loud noise disturbances on a weekly, nightly basis and could get no assistance from the police. We also had a person who realized that they could just thumb their nose at the law and do whatever the hell they pleased and that nothing would happen to them. So now what? First, we got the names of the people who had the stereo. And running a check of the names, we found that the male resident had several outstanding warrants. The complainant verified that he was there and he was inside. The problem was that these were misdemeanor warrants. That means you can only serve them during the day. Again, this was about 3 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock, so that meant we had to wait until daytime to make an arrest. And we also had to make sure he was inside in order to go in and get him. So I made another attempt at knocking on the door. The male voice answered, and I asked, "Is this Tony?" He said that it was. I asked him to come outside. The female voice then took over. "What do you want?" I told her that Tony had warrants for his arrest. She said, "No, he doesn't. We took care of those warrants." I told her that I begged to differ, and I was sending an officer to go get the warrants. She then proceeded to argue with me over the next hour or so through the locked door about the merits of the warrants. So after a long and fruitless conversation, the sun finally poked its head above the horizon. I knocked on the door and gave my announcement, "Police, open the door. We have arrest warrants for Tony so-and-so." The door was immediately opened by the female, who looked at me and said, "He's not here." Well, I had foreseen any sort of escape, so immediately when we had realized that he had warrants, we had positioned officers at the back and the front of the house. I again told her that we had warrants, and she said, "Come on in and look." He went out the back door. And so we went in. After traveling only a few feet into what's referred to as a shotgun duplex, I spied a pair of shoes sticking out from under the bed. And yes, those shoes had pants attached to them. Thinking, "Well, how easy is this?" I grabbed the ankles and pulled, and out from under the bed comes a pair of artificial legs, with the pants, shoes, and socks still attached. "What? Where's the rest of him?" I turned to the woman and asked, So how could he run out the back door if he left his legs here? Without batting an eye, she said, those are his spare legs. Well, this was a new one for me. I didn't know enough about amputees to tell if they kept spare legs or not. But I didn't quite trust this woman, so I continued the quest. I told the officers I was with, we need to now check places that we normally wouldn't check because our person will probably be a little bit smaller. So we checked the closets, and then I went into the kitchen. And next to the stove, she had one of those big, large outside trash cans. And I looked inside and didn't see him, but I saw some trash and wire shelving. I looked at that and I thought, wire shelving? Where do I know wire shelving? So I looked over at the oven. I said, nah, I can't be in there. So I opened the oven door. Nope, not inside. So then I turned and I saw the refrigerator. So now he can't be in there, but I opened it anyway. And yes, squatting inside the fridge was our suspect. He had apparently removed all the food and all the shelves from the refrigerator, unplugged it from the wall, and it hid inside, having it slight, cracked open ever so slightly. Now, cops are just like everyone else. We enjoy a good laugh from time to time. And it may have been possible, I say may, for this guy to get himself out of at least a little bit of trouble by making some humorous quip upon his discovery. Like, officers, I was just in here getting a beer. Do you want anything? Or, officers, you know, I was checking and really the light does go off. But he didn't say anything funny, so off to the Gray Bar Hotel he went. And yes, he was allowed to retrieve his legs.
In the Street Stories podcast, real police officers tell real stories about their work. If you want to know more about the work day of the men and women on your police force, please visit the Street Stories portion of the Tulsa Police Department weblog at www.tulsapolice.org. That same address, tulsapolice.org, is your one-stop shop for everything TPD. You can also subscribe to this podcast at tulsapolice.org/tpdpodcast.xml. The Tulsa Police Department Street Stories Podcast is a production of Tulsa Police Department Special Projects. Today's story was written by Sergeant Rick Bondi. Special thanks to Officer Will Dalsing and Captain Travis Yates. Production assistance is graciously provided by Audio Spa Productions on the web at audiospa.net. Thank you for listening to the TPD Street Stories Podcast. And remember, yellow means wait, even if you're late.